It was just 5 o'clock. I'd just got in. I was just going to wash my hands before tea when Rita started on one of her inquisitions. She gets like it when it's coming up to a full moon and when there's an hour in the month. "Where have you been?" she said. "You know where I've been," I said. "There's no call to start rolling up your sleeves. I've been down to the post office to collect our pension." "Yes," she said, "but you went out at 9:30 this morning and now it's tea time. Why have you been so long?" "There's a new system down there," I said. "It's a full day now getting the pension. They've got 5 windows for serving, but only 2 of them are working at any one time." "But why?" she said. "Why?" I said. "I should have thought that was obvious. To keep the queue going. They like to keep busy down at the post office, and all us pensioners and people out of a job feel that we're wanted. There's something for us to do." "If there's people out of a job," she said, "why don't they give them one behind the counter?" "Because that would spoil the whole idea," I said. "If you had extra people serving, everybody would be in and out in no time, and then they wouldn't know what to do with themselves for the rest of the day. The government have thought all this out," I said. "You don't think it's all haphazard, do you? If they go home, they'll have to light the fire, and they'll want extra money for that. As it is, they're in the dry and warm for most of the day, and it doesn't cost them a penny. Most of the regulars bring fold-up stools and sandwiches. Some have flasks with coffee and they plug in their toasters. We get buskers coming round doing a bit of singing and dancing." "I thought you went for the pension," Rita said. "Oh, she sticks at it like a dog with a string of sausages." "I've got the pension," I said, "but I don't see why I shouldn't have a bit of social life as well. People show me their snaps." "Snaps," she said. "What's that?" "Family groups," I said. "Weddings and funerals." I didn't tell her about the solo school because Charlie Bates lost all his pension one week while he was waiting to collect it. After that, she sulked a bit. She put me knife, fork and spoon back in the drawer, which is always a bad sign. "Sounds as though you enjoy yourself hanging round there all day." "Well, that's it. The post office people do the best to make us comfortable, and I don't want to appear ungrateful. They've got one of those video things down there now, so all the unemployed people can see what new cars they're putting out." I got as far as the stairs, and it all came out. Gladys has been round. Gladys is Rita's sister. She doesn't come round very often, but when she does, it's usually serious. Bert has left her. Bert, Gladys's husband, is a bit of a cross we all have to bear. He's all right, is Bert, providing you don't have anything to do with him. He set the house on fire, did Bert, and all he was trying to do was to burn a hole in the carpet for the insurance. Bert and Gladys have been quarrelling ever since they got married. How long has he been gone? I said. He didn't come home from work last night, Rita said. Well, I said, you know, Bert, he probably got lost on his way home. Your sister had to draw him a map so he could get back from his allotment. No, Rita said, he left a note and his motorbike and sidecar have gone. A note? I said, well, what did it say? Goodbye, Glad. That's a bit terse, isn't it? Did he run out of paper? Is that all? No, said Rita. There was a P.S. I'm not in the shed. I can see that, I said. That was the P.S., said Rita. Well, I said, it sounds as though he's really gone this time, but that's not all. You mean there was another P.S.? No. You mean he was in the shed? No. Well, what? I said, we shall never get any tea at this rate. A woman called round Glad's house and asked where he was. A woman, I said. What, another woman? Yes, said Rita. She said that Bert was her husband. Oh, well, I said, that puts your Glad in the clear. If somebody else is prepared to be responsible for him, it'll take a weight off her mind. You don't understand, Rita said. He's married twice. Of course I don't understand, I said. I was surprised when he got married once. I thought your sister Glad must have been hard-pressed to entertain him in the first place. I know he had a motorbike and sidecar, but that isn't everything. The point is, said Rita, that she doesn't know what to do. Doesn't know what to do. I said, she'll have to go round to the police. That they've got lists of missing people down there with photographs and all. You can look through and take your pick. She can't tell the police, Rita said, in case they're not married. I don't see what that's got to do with it. I said, a missing person is a missing person, married or not. But if they're not married, it's nothing to do with her, is it? What isn't, I said. If she went to the police, it would all come out. I don't know, I said, all this fuss over a motorbike and sidecar. The last time I saw that thing, it was falling to pieces. And it's getting so old, you can't get the parts to repair it. Well, said Rita, he's gone off in it. Well, he won't get very far, I said. Not in that heap. Now, let's get this straight. Your Glad and Bert got married, didn't they? You remember him getting locked in the vestry, and now it's come out that he's married this other woman as well. I don't see how your Glad can be made responsible for that. Look, I said, all you have to do is to find out which one he married first. If he married the other woman first, your sister hasn't got a thing to worry about. You can't watch over people all of the time. I mean, nobody knows what he does on his afternoon off. You know, Bert, he's not responsible for his actions. Who in his right mind would go round marrying extra women? You can only get one in that sidecar. It's only a single-seater, and even that's a bit of a squeeze. It's no use talking to you, Rita said. You've always had your knife into him. I haven't, I said. He's all right, is Bert. I don't think he should be allowed out on his own. If he's done it once, he may have done it again tomorrow morning. There could be a whole queue of women round there. Once you get the taste for it, there's no knowing how far it will go. It could finish up drawing lots or having a raffle. God knows what all these women see in him. He only looks like two pen of the scrag end. It must be like getting into bed with a skeleton. He's got nice ways, Rita said. He can be very helpful. Yes, I said, all round the town by the looks of it. Oh, you're hard, Rita said. You don't care about Glad and poor Bert. Poor Bert, I said. It seems to me that poor Bert has been doing all right, flashing around with his motorbike and sidecar. In any case, what can I do about it? I haven't had my tea yet. And if this goes on much longer, I shall be late for an important meeting at the Dog and Pullet. You could go out and look for him, Rita said. But where? I said. All we know is that he's not in the shed. There's the whole world to be covered. I mean, I haven't got the facilities. After I've had my tea, I might see it in a different light. So she got the tea out of the oven and it was all stuck to the plate. I wonder what poor Bert is getting to eat, she said, which nearly choked me. On my way to the Dog and Pullet, I thought I'd just drop in at the police station and make some inquiries. I couldn't see anybody about, so I rung the bell on the desk and this rather worried-looking policeman came out of a back room. Did you ring that bell? He said. Well, yes, I said, but it doesn't matter if you're busy. I knew this would happen, he said. It's made things a bit awkward. I'm waiting for my relief. He's half an hour late and by rights I shouldn't be here. Oh, I said, it's nothing to worry about. I can come back tomorrow. No, he said, now you're here, I might as well deal with it. Just hold on a minute and I'll switch the kettle off. Look, I said, I was just passing. There's no need to make a fuss. I was just going by the door and I thought I'd pop in and ask how you went on about missing persons. Oh, he said, who've you got in mind? Well, I said, nobody in particular. It's just something I've wondered about. Oh, you have? I mean, he said, well, we have our methods, you know. I mean, if you want to report somebody as missing, I expect we'll be able to lurch into action, get a map and stick a few pins in, that sort of thing. No, I said, I don't want to do anything in a hurry. You see, he may not be missing, but in any case, there's a complication. Oh, good, he said. I'm glad about that. The old plain and jam missing person business gets a bit boring after a while. Well, I said, it's like this. He may have married somebody else. What? He said, do you mean while he's been missing? Did he put the banns up before he went? No, no, I said, no. He's married already and it looks as though he's done it again. No wonder he's missing, said the policeman. Do you know, I think there's a law about that. Hold on, I'll look it up. Oh, dear, I said, is it serious? He said, don't worry, I'm off duty, really. I'm only doing this as a favour. Now then, could you give me a description of him? Well, I said, he's got brown hair, what there is of it. He's short and skinny. He's nothing to look at. Well, that's what's so funny about it, all these women running round after a thing like him. How many women, he said. I don't know, I said. We haven't been able to make a proper count yet. I'll tell you something, he said. We shan't get very far without a description. Can't you think of something? Has he got a car? No, I said. He's got this motorbike and sidecar combination. Oh, well, he said, that's a start. And what does he do for a living? He sells encyclopedias, I said. He knocks on doors and asks people if they want one. I think it may have gone to his head. He's not used to reading. Well, said the policeman, that's narrowed it down a bit. There can't be many encyclopedia salesmen working from a sidecar. Look, I said, I don't want to make too much of it. All I want to know is what is likely to happen to him or anybody connected with him. I'm not over fond of the wife's sister, but... Oh, he said, so it's your brother-in-law, is it? Well, I said, I don't know that, do I? I mean, he may be my brother-in-law or he may not. It depends on which one he married first. Has he got any children? I don't know that either, do I? Gladys hasn't got any. She works in the fish shop. But I don't know about this other woman or anyone else. There could be a whole tribe of them, as far as I know. It's all getting too complicated. I said, well, why don't we just sleep on it and I'll pop in sometime when you're on duty? That's going to be a bit awkward, he said. I've started filling the form in now and they're all counted, you see. As far as I can see, this is going to be a case of bigamy. Bigamy? I said, what? Bert, bigamy? He wouldn't know the meaning of the word. He can look it up, said the policeman. It'll be in the first volume of the encyclopedia. Just then his mate arrived. Well, not exactly. It was a woman policeman, but they're all the same when they've got the uniform on. Hello, she said. Anything going on? A bigamist, said the first. He just said it straight out. Well, I suppose women get used to it the same as men. In fact, this woman got quite excited about the matter. How many, she said. We don't know yet. We haven't counted them up. The policewoman got a big book from the shelf. Now, let me see. The world record is 42. The British native record is 18. He can't have married 18, I said. He's not up to it. Oh, pity, she said. It's got to be something big to get into the papers. Said, oh, well, always the county record. Think he could manage 9? I doubt it, I said. He's got a weak chest. When I got home, there was Bert sitting in my chair, grinning like the fatted calf. Rita was making him some toast while Gladys poured his tea. I thought you'd gone, I said. Changed my mind, said Bert. It was all those encyclopedias. I kept reading bits and I got depressed. I've got a new line now. Plastic flowers. But what about all these women, I said. It was all a mix-up, he said. They'd all paid a first instalment on the encyclopedias, so I had to keep going round and some of them got the wrong idea. Well, that was his story, if you want to believe it.